This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh. Okay, Jay, you knew something. You knew DJ James was coming.
So DJ James with the pick.
DJ James is a name to get to know on the Patriots. I think he's a guy who's going to make the squad. Now,
I agree.
I didn't see attendance today, or at least I got to double check attendance. I should rephrase. If he was out there today or not, I think he left practice over the weekend early.
I believe he was not.
Okay, so that's ominous. But
absent today, real quick. Ready? You want your roll call?
Yeah, give it to me.
Mark Daniels, Christian Gonzalez, Ramondre Stevenson, Hunter Henry, Marte Mapu.
I knew Hunter Henry.
DJ James.
There you go.
Jelani Tavai, Kendrick Bourne, Elijah Ponder, Joshua Farmer, Deentrick Prince.
Yep.
And Jalen Polk.
Okay. So, assuming he's healthy, or will be soon, I think he's going to be on the team. I would say a similar thing about Efton Chisholm. I think Chisholm looked good, and I think he's shown enough where I have no idea what kind of impact those two guys are going to make.
So, you think they're keeping six receivers then? There's no
I
way.
I now think that.
Diggs
yeah.
and Hollins are your veteran locks.
Mm-hmm.
Pop and Booty are your, third-year locks.
Yep.
And then
sure.
And
Kyle
then
Williams
Kyle
on
Williams,
the team.
Third-round pick
yeah,
lock.
So they'd have to keep six.
And then you think him over Baker and Bourne.
I think him over I guess Baker had a nice catch playing with Dobbs. Chisholm got some reps with May today.
Yeah.
Based on some of the accounts down there today. Obviously, we're not there today. But, yeah, he was starting to get some reps with May. I just think when you start putting some good tape in, like, a game setting out there, I'd imagine he's on the team. So look, I'm not telling you either guy's gonna.
I just wonder if that's a position they keep six at, because just we only saw two series of Drake May, but there was a lot of like two running backs, two tight ends, a lot of like fullback. Like, I don't know, do they really even need six wide receivers? I would take it. I mean, I think it's a very valuable position, but
probably not. And you made a good point earlier today where it's like, I don't know, the teams are lining up for the Patriots scraps like their seventh wide receiver.
No, Chisholm would make the practice squad. I don't think anybody would take him.
I don't know about that anymore.
Because of a preseason touchdown?
Well, I'm just saying, but it was more than that. It was, he had a good joint practice. So head-to-head just with Washington. Washington needs receivers, right?
Yeah, well, they got one that they could just give him money.
Yeah, but even beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Like, Washington saw him at joint practices. They saw him in the game, and he made a bunch of plays.
But we did our Top 5 Friday list about, like, Patriots preseason heroes. And some of those guys were, like, okay players. Some of them just got, like, cut. How many times have the Patriots cut a guy that we like?
Okay, most of those guys made the team, though, on our list. Most of those guys made the team.
Yeah, I guess. But I think Ralph Webb, he
was
going to
say, that's like one prominent one that didn't, but Zach Sudfeld did, and Brian Timms did. And
but there's – Timms made the team?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. But so there's been a bunch of players, though, that people have liked in camp. And then – but some of those teams, the Patriots were really good.
Bam Childress made the team, yeah, Keith.
Some of those teams, like, if you're the Patriots and you've won three Super Bowls in 4 years and you cut a guy, you're damn right some bad team is going to be like, he's probably still pretty good.
Yeah.
The Patriots have back-to-back four-win teams, seasons. We think they're going to be better this year, but I don't think teams are clamoring for their scraps.
Damn right.
I think those guys are going to be able to make the practice.
Well, what about DJ James?
I think he makes the team because he's pretty good.
Okay, so I think both those guys are going to be on the team. The Jones 53? I'd have to really go through
it. Oh, yeah, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Is that available anywhere?
But the Jones 53?
Yeah.
They're both on the squad. I'm not telling you either one's going to make an impact.
Okay.
But you made the analogy earlier today, and I've seen both these thrown around. Malcolm Butler, J.C. Jackson. He may not have the career of either of those two guys, but the feel in training camp about DJ James is similar to those two, where and the weird thing about him is he's not undrafted this year. He was actually on the Patriots practice squad all last year. He was a Seattle draft pick last year in the sixth round. They cut him. Patriots put him on the practice squad. Somehow they couldn't figure out how to get him on the field last year, but he's been making plays left and right in camp, including the pick, which Jason McCourty forecast on the broadcast. It is similar to J.C. Jackson and Malcolm Butler, where he's just making a lot of plays, and I'd expect him to be on the team. We'll see what he does from there, but he's had an opportunity to do it with No Gonzalez. Carlton Davis is working in today more and more these last couple of practices. So he's had an opportunity to step up, and he's acquitted himself nicely. I'd expect him to make the team.
Yeah, I do too. I think they have a good corner room. I mean, we talk about the duo a lot, but let's see. You know, you got no reason to rush Gonzalez back. Carlton Davis, they've been using kind of sparingly throughout, but you can use, I mean, similar to receivers, you can use four corners at a time. I mean, depending on some of these teams that you're going to be facing, like, why not? So, yeah, that's been a bright spot. This entire camp, we've been saying DJ James's name.
On Chisholm, and I want to get to Mike Vrabel here in a moment, but Chisholm, I think Drake May called him a baller. Okay. You know, May's been very complimentary of him before. This is Mike Vrabel after the game on Friday night discussing Efton Chisholm and what he's seen thus far in camp, including the performance against the Commanders. Here's Vrabel.
Looked like Efton Chisholm got off to a good start tonight. What did you see from him that maybe stood out?
Well, I think his play strength stood out to me from the sideline. I think the way that he blocks and, you know, his ability to catch the ball in traffic. The ball was, you know, basically tipped or bobbled, you know, I mean, coming out of Ben's hand and kind of ran through a tackle and ran through contact, and then we threw him the screen. So those are all positive things. I think his play strength to me is what stood out.
Okay, so I just think the way they talk about him, I would read the tea leaves and say he might be on the squad. But look, maybe they're just gassing him up and talking nicely about him because they know he's out there trying hard, but he's got no shot to make the team. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, at OTAs, remember one of our takeaways was how positive they were about Chisholm and how they were like, yeah, Kyle Williams is out here. And you're like, wait a minute. You're like, this is like a speed guy you got in the third round and you barely pay any attention. And then you're like looking at Chisholm like he's this great player. So, yeah, maybe there is something to it. There was also a stretch there in camp where, I mean, I didn't notice him. Right,
oh,
like he was never out there with May, but yeah, most of camp, like, we didn't really say his name at all.
No,
but he showed up when he needed to, when he was asked to on Friday. So that's obviously a good sign.
And
you
again,
put that on tape.
Apparently, he was repping with May today, which I think is a good sign for him making the roster. But we'll see. And again, this is down roster stuff. I don't think these are guys that are necessarily going to make an impact this year. 617-779-7937. Something else to watch. We were talking about this is Kyle Duggar getting reps with the second team over the weekend. This was yesterday. He was getting exclusive second team reps today. So what do they do with Kyle Duggar? Tim in Nashua wants to discuss that. Go ahead, Tim.
So as you go through the camp, you notice that Bourne and Duggar are being pushed to the side.
Bourne's hurt, but yeah.
I've just assumed that they'll push, you know, get him out of the – I'll get rid of him. But Duggar, he was such a valuable piece that they could, you know, count on. What is he very angry inside camp, or what's going on with him?
No, I haven't heard anything like that. I would, you know, Jones and I aren't the biggest fans. I think he's pretty bad in pass coverage. Good tackler. Like, he's a physical safety. So by no means is he useless, and I'm not saying to cut him. But I don't think it'd be the strangest thing in the world. Like, for what you're paying them, and I'm certainly not of the, oh, they can't afford them, but there is also a little bit like bang for your buck. And, like, are you really getting the most out of this guy for what you are putting in? Like,
look,
I don't know. You could do better.
I don't care about saving Robert Kraft money, but
I bet
Kraft cares about it. And if they're going to demote the guy, I'm sure they're going to look to move off of that. So, look, all I would say about Duggar, I asked you this last week because Woodson started to steal a few reps from Kyle Duggar, and that drumbeat has gotten louder and louder. Woodson almost picked off May yesterday. It was a play going to the ground where it was a near interception. Who do you like better, Peppers or Duggar?
Peppers.
Okay, and I just think there's a lot of overlap there. This is another high-end comp.
Yeah.
But, you know, Malloy and Harrison, they overlapped. They were very similar. You had a rookie come in. Eugene Wilson had way more draft capital than Craig Woodson. But I think it's a similar idea where do you need both those guys on the field? Are they both going to be on the field? And if they're not, can you get something for Duggar, or will he be happy in a reduced role? I'm with you. I haven't heard anything about him bellyaching.
Yeah.
He talked to the media
until
last week.
Until he does. Yeah. So I'll change my mind then, I guess, if he does. But I would still keep him because it's like, oh, Woodson looks pretty good. All right, so your fourth round pick looks pretty good. Jalen Hawkins. So now like Hawkins and Woodson like have to play over Duggar. And Peppers, they were lining up all over the place. He really looks like, when you watch him, like a linebacker. He's getting so close to the line of scrimmage. We saw all the hype about Woodson. We were watching when they were playing the Commanders at practice. They had three safeties on the field, but none of them were Woodson.
Right, that day, that was joint practice. That was Peppers and Duggar and Hawkins.
So I just don't think this team, even though it's a big improvement from a year ago, they still don't have a ton of talent. And Kyle Duggar is still, to me, clearly one of their 53 best players. He might be one of their 15 best players. Like I would still keep him on the roster.
Yeah, so I said this earlier. I wouldn't just outright cut him. But if you can trade him and get something for him, and you feel like he's going to be in a reduced role anyway, I'm all for it. Would you be nervous at all if you were Ramondre Stevenson? We talked about the impact that Henderson has made. What are you calling the running backs again?
Well, not just me, but Cerberus.
Right,
Cerberus backfield.
Many people are calling it the Cerberus backfield.
The three-headed dog monster protects the underworld. So I would go with that because Stevenson looked good in the preseason game. He had a 13-yard run. He had seven carries for 36 yards. The first offense.
He looked good, but Henderson was in there early.
Henderson was in there early, and Gibson got some run.
Sure. It doesn't
I think
mean
they're use all three.
It doesn't mean that they can't use all three, but if I'm Henderson, I'm a little, looking over.
No, Henderson is done.
I'm sorry.
Well.
If I'm Stevenson, I'm looking over my shoulder a little bit because Henderson was in there early and impactful early.
Henderson's been more impressive than Woodson, right? If you're comparing the rookies.
Yeah.
No, but you get my point.
Yeah, I'm just keeping them all. Stevenson, Henderson, Woodson, Gibson. Wow.
Oh, this is tough.
That's Larison, even though he's on IR.
Oh, yeah, they put him on
Larison,
IR.
Larison, yeah, he's
tough. Tough luck
out
for the land, man, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Do we have any others? Do we have any others that we're looking
good
for?
Question.
That might be it. That ends the list. You mentioned Jared Wilson. Oh, Braden Swinson.
There you go. That was one. I was thinking of that one.
All right. Anyway, no, but so they drafted the running back higher than they drafted the safety. And he's playing like a little bit better, meaning maybe Ramondre going into camp would have been more on notice than Kyle Duggar would have been based on where they just simply drafted the guys.
100%.
And then Henderson is flat. But those are also two positions where you don't need just one guy or two guys. Like, you're allowed to have more. So, like, you tell me, if they trade or move on from Stevenson, let's say, what's the running back room? Just Gibson and Henderson? Like, I need another guy, especially, like, the way things go and, like, split the carries amongst all three of them. Same thing with the safety. If you move on from Duggar, for what? Like, who's getting that roster spot? Like, if you tell me, you're like, hey, we're not only this player's getting the roster spot, but this is the amount of money we're going to give him. Like, we have to do this so we can get Terry McLaurin, then, like, take him. But if it's just to, like, have a little bit more flexibility for next year or to like clear the decks for Woodson, like, I'm good.
I would say the writing's on the wall for both those players. It doesn't mean they're off the team, but getting phased out, you know, old regime versus new, Mike Vrabel leaning in on the rookies, which makes sense, right? They're their players versus guys they inherited. So maybe that is self-evident.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say the writing's on the wall for both those guys, specifically Duggar, getting a lot of reps with the twos.
Remember the Jets D-line from a few years ago? It was Sheldon Richardson.
Mohamed Wilkerson?
Wilkerson. There's one other one, and they called him the Sons of Anarchy.
I did not know that. What a nickname.
That was badass.
Is that the Frickershaw Ferguson?
Well,
or was it after that?
No. It was the D line.
Yeah.
Oh,
was,
sorry.
Yeah.
They had like three. I think it was three guys.
So is that already taken? We can't do Sons of Anarchy. Well, they're already the Cerberus.
I mean, you're not going to change that.
Right, everybody, that's already trademarked.
Sons of Anarchy, though, is not bad.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. This is a clunkily worded tweet. I heard the morning show talking about this today. I didn't realize what they were referencing. But Mike Sando came out with his quarterback tiers, Keith.
Okay, we've already done it, but fine.
Rankings within the tiers as well, which
we don't do that. We don't do that.
He talked to.
So just do rankings then.
Six GMs, six assistant GMs, six former GMs.
Number of the beast.
Five other execs.
Oh.
Eight head coaches, 19 other coaches, 15 coordinators.
Too many people.
That is the 50-person panel for Mike Sando at The Athletic. Tier every veteran QB in the NFL. There's 34 of them.
I was going to say, so not just starters.
Nope. Okay. No. 34 veteran QBs, so we're not counting any of the rookies.
No Cam Ward.
Tier one, Mahomes and Burrow are tied for one.
Wait. Mahomes and Burrow
this is
ahead of Lamar and Josh Allen?
Allen's 3, Jackson's 4, Stafford's 5. You hate Stafford.
Oh, my God. He continues to be the most overrated quarterback in the league.
That is tier 5th? 1. That is tier 1.
So Stafford over Daniels and Jalen Hurts?
Not only is he 5th, I know you hate a ranking. He's on the top tier, Keith. He is a top tier, tier
Stafford
1.
Stafford is on the tier 1 quarterback? Am I crazy?
No!
Why? He's the same as those other guys?
Yep.
That's nuts.
You ready? And again, it's Burrow and Mahomes tied for first.
Well, he's not the same. He's ranked different in the tier.
Yeah, but he's in the top tier, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does not deserve to be the 5th face on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
Ready for tier 2?
Yeah, of course I'm ready. Hurts.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, okay, Daniels.
Justin Herbert. Jared Goff.
Ew.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud and Hurts are tied for 9th.
Oh.
Baker.
Baker's 10th?
11th.
11th?
Yeah, they're tied for 9th. So 11,
that's a trash list. You have a trash list in front of you.
Baker is 11th. Dak is 12. You love Dak. Jordan Love, 13. Brock Purdy, 14. That is tier 2.
Wait, so half the quarterbacks are in the top 2 tiers?
Correct. You ready for tier 3?
I suppose.
Kyler Murray. Aaron Rodgers down to 16.
Wow.
Tua, 17. Trevor Lawrence, 18. Geno, 19. Bo Nix and Sam Darnold tied for 20th.
Bo Nix way too low.
Checking in at 22, your quarterback of the New England Patriots, right square in the middle of tier 3, Drake May, followed up by Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Kirk Cousins is still on this list.
That's
tier
league?
That's tier 3. Yeah, he's not even starting. That's
kind of too close to Bryce Young, too.
Yeah, he's only 2 spots in front of Bryce Young.
Now, I know you think there's a little bit of a renaissance for Bryce Young, but he might just be a bust.
I'm kind of a Bryce Young believer all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He is ahead of Caleb Williams, Drake May, which is noteworthy.
Yeah, but he's behind Nix.
Yeah. Tier 4 is a lot of trash. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, my guy. Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, so he's ahead of all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Jones.
How can you even rate J.J. McCarthy, though?
Joe Flacco, much too low. Good question. He basically should be lumped in with the rookies. That's true. Anthony Richardson, Spencer Rattler.
Ooh, the Rattler got on the list, at least.
If you're curious, we've listed 33 quarterbacks for the first 4 tiers. All alone on their own, tier 5. Kenny Pickett.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Josh Dobbs.
I go, where is Josh Dobbs? Wait, good question.
Where is Dobbs? Didn't get a sniff. He's not even on there.
Kenny Pickett got his own tier.
Kenny Pickett. Like, why? Throw a few other names on there.
Tier 5, his own tier.
What put Sam Hartman on that list.
Poor little guy.
Put Mariota on that list. Something.
So Drake May, 22. Wow. Again, ahead of Caleb Williams, ahead of a bunch of quarterbacks in his class. Honestly, not that far behind Bo Nix. How do we feel about him being a tier 3 quarterback? And this list in general, you don't like the list?
I don't like the list in general. I think it's relatively fair, though, because we also did a much better version of the tiers.
We did.
And I think Drake May also found himself in the 3rd tier. And we said there was such a wide range of outcome because we didn't rank them. But if you...
But if we did.
No, but I'm saying, like, we just said these guys all belong together, right? That's why you do tiers. But if you're the best of that group, you might have been the 10th or 11th best quarterback in football. But it was a pretty big group. So if you're the worst of that group, you are 22 or 23.
Right.
So I think it makes sense. Like, I don't think he's done anything. Like, we hype up the positives. But if you're watching from afar, you saw him last year throw a bunch of picks, not win any games. We kind of tried to celebrate and hold on to the good plays. But outside, you're like, all right, it's one of the worst teams in the league. He got his opportunity. He has a good skill set overall, but the results aren't really there. And even though you and I would rather have Drake May than, let's say, Geno Smith, right? You'd rather have him on your team, obviously. But for this upcoming season, based on what Geno's done the last few years, I don't know. I get why others like on this list, coaches, GMs, et cetera, would say Geno's better or, you know, 21 other guys are better, I guess.
We'll get him week 1. Geno Smith head-to-head against Drake May, number 22.
Oh, by the way.
On the Athletics list, yes?
Thanks to Chuck on the text line. It was Wilkerson, Richardson, and Snacks Harrison, which made up the Sons of Anarchy D-line for the Jets a few years ago.
Nice.
Yep.
Speaking of that, Rico in Connecticut. Hello, Rico.
Hello. 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 Can you hear me?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hello, guys. Hi, guys.
Hi.
That's what I was saying. We have, as a Patriot fan, I don't remember when we've had this opportunity to have a running back crew that we can give a moniker, and I am old enough to remember the show My Three Sons, and I think we're going to have the chance to have a running back moniker of My Three Sons.
I like it, Rico. Let me get your initial thoughts, though, on the Cerberus backfield?
I'm sorry, repeat that, Rich?
The Cerberus backfield, the three-headed dog monster. Stands. Do you like that as a nickname?
Nope.
Back to the drawing board there, right. Keith. He said he had to ask you twice.
He had to ask us three times if he was on the air.
My three sons aired from 1960 to 1972, a black and white broadcast on ABC.
We could bring it back, though. What was old is now new again.
It was black and white for its first 5 years on ABC. It moved to CBS in color.
That must have been jarring. Imagine getting attached to a show in black and white. Then you're like, oh, my God.
Blow your
mind. This is not what I thought.
So there you go.
Are the nickname show.
How old is the Cerberus? I mean, the Cerberus has got to be older than 1960. It probably is.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. What is it?
I would imagine.
Greek mythology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's old. I mean, that's an old reference.
Deep cut. Older than the My Three Sons reference.
That's what I'm saying. Randy's in Providence. Hello, Randy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
So I think Friday's game, I think that went fairly well for us. I think it gave us a preview into like what we're going to see for the season, though. You saw Drake May just getting the ball out fast, right? Outside of the one play. Without that one play, it would have been even faster. It was a 2.46 seconds to throw, which would put him right among the top of the league. And I think that's what we saw for years out of the McDaniels offense, is just get that ball out fast, kind of take what the defense gives you. You don't want that. That was a bad play, obviously.
Yeah, so I think that would be a run counter to what we saw. But 2.46, you know what we need next year at camp, Keith? You got the Binocs.
Stopwatch. Now you're getting it.
We could time.
Knock on wood.
Punting hang time.
Yeah.
Release time.
Now we're talking.
Line me up. I could run a 40.
Well, that's what Wiggy wants to see. The cheetah.
I still like that Wiggy's only unit of measure is the 40-yard dash.
Well, for speed, I get it.
That's all it is.
For speed? What do you think it should be?
I don't know. I just would say that there's...
10-yard dash?
I would say there's
100-yard dash?
I would say there's more than one unit of measure.
I think 40 makes sense. That's okay. Why they've been doing it for years in the NFL.
That's fair. Yeah. That's a good point. So there you go. You can dial up WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. They will talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. I heard he got out his passes in 2.46 seconds. Very, very quick.
Maybe they'll ask him about it.
He'll be on WEEI Afternoon. Yeah, got hard. Yeah, got Fitzy. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag. Never know what's coming next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. And Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox are in action tonight. Their road trip continues, taking on the Houston Astros, and it is a Crochet Day.
Nice.
Garrett Crochet and his 13-4 record and his 2.24 ERA. We'll try to snap this brief two-game losing streak going up against Christian Javier. Looks like he is he making his season debut? No.
Is he?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. I think I was looking at some splits for him earlier today. I was going to say, get the lefties in against Javier. I thought he's made some outings, but maybe...
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't see a record here. I think he was on the shelf. But either way, it is Crochet Javier tonight. 8:10 first pitch, 7:10 pregame here on WEEI.
Javier's first start, you got TJ.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so he's back.
How about that?
Yeah, I was all around it.
Yeah, you were right there. Maybe I was looking at his stats from a year ago. Maybe that's what I was
saying.
Maybe
you were. Huh. Sox are a -175 on the money line.
Okay, I like
crochet
that.
That is the crochet effect.
They could use it.
They're
going to need a big Crochet start tonight. It's not a must win, but they're going to need a big Crochet start. Yeah. They got to take 2 out of 3 from the Astros, or else it's a wasted road trip.
Grab back, man. I can walk grab back fast as you can.
You name that movie.
I don't even know if I could tell what that was.
Sleeper hit, really. People say it stinks. They're wrong. Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh.
It won like 25 Razzie Awards that year for worst movie of all time. But Tom Green, it's electric.
Yeah, people. He's doing the backwards man.
I can walk fast as bad as you can. The backwards man.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
What?
I've probably seen a clip or two. I don't think I've ever seen.
He thought about watching it.
I don't even know that I did. Yeah,
it's really, really good. Okay. I'll bring in the DVD for you. You can have that. Sox have made a couple of roster moves, and they're gonna have to make more. So, Ali Sanchez will be active tonight for the Sox.
Okay.
They also have brought up left-hander Yovani Moran.
Okay.
From Worcester.
Okay.
So they haven't said the corresponding roster moves yet.
Okay, so let's guess who's on the way out of the
Connor Wong?
Well, okay. Is
Narvaez going to the IL, or is Wong just done?
I wonder, because they could retroact. I thought Narvaez said he was going to be in the lineup today.
He played yesterday.
Wait, he came in the seventh inning yesterday. Oh, did he? Wait, was he one of the pinch hitters?
No, they pinch hit Toro, then they put in Narvaez.
Oh, so after that.
All right, but they got to do something. They're not going to have 3 catchers, I don't think.
But then my point's wrong then. Then they can't backdate that to when he was out of the lineup. So maybe it does speak to Wong being off the team. Maybe they'll carry 3 catchers, as you just said. Who's the odd man out there? I don't really know. Who's the odd man out in the bullpen? You think that's the end for your guy Hicks?
Or Isaiah Campbell.
No, Campbell. Campbell's already behind everybody else. He's on there now.
I actually forgot it's he's Campbell. Even on the team.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe Ken's guy, Chris Murphy, if he had options. But yeah, no, Campbell will be the guy for sure.
No, Hicks has got to be teetering, though.
He is something. Yeah, yeah, something like that for
just,
sure.
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, what do they do? That'll be interesting between now and first pitch.
Eagles guard Landon Dickerson was carted off the field with an apparent leg injury.
Not great.
Get some lineman injuries. We had Rashawn Slater last week. This is another big one.
Well, so I was reading up on this. Was Slater one of these hold-ins where he wasn't really participating in camp, I thought is what I read. I don't think that's the situation with Dickerson, but you know, you do have to worry about that to a degree, and this is what we talked about with Terry McLaurin. Like, I don't think the Patriots are trading for him, but a guy who is missing all this time, I think injuries tend to follow. So it's a horrific situation with Slater. I don't know all the details on Dickerson, but that's a big loss on their offensive line. No one told you that was
gonna be this way. Grab back. How about this? Over the weekend for the Jacksonville Jaguars, kicker Cam Little hit 70-yard field goal. How do you like that?
I got pretty excited when John Parker Romo hit the 57-yarder.
So here's the
preseason game. Never mind 70.
Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Most leagues that have kickers still. I know you got rid of your kickers, right?
Yeah, we don't have a kicker or a defense.
So we have kickers still. And so it's, you know, field goal for three. If it's a 40-yard, you get 4, 5. I don't think they've introduced 6. It's 50-plus. That's what I'm saying. Should you get 7 points for a 70-yard field goal? I say yes.
I'm gonna say no, but what they should they should
impact. Well, it's never been done. You should get 7 points.
Do you get the minus point for a missed field goal?
You do.
So I think I don't think you should get extra points for those.
Okay.
But you shouldn't lose if they attempt a 70-yarder, you shouldn't lose a point on that. Mm-hmm. That's nonsense. I don't know where the cutoff for that is, but that would be my stipulation.
But that's the thing. Like, if you make it, you get the extra reward.
So, seven!
Yeah, thank you. You get 7 points.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's not how I would do it.
All right.
Yeah.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Big dumper Cal Raleigh up to 45 home runs.
Woo!
He is on pace for 61 home runs for a switch hitting catcher.
So I believe he's tied for second all time for a primary catcher with Johnny Bench.
Wow.
For the most home runs
about that?
In a season. And then next up is Salvador Perez at, I think, 48.
That's pretty good. Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because
we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
College football AP preseason poll is out, and for the first time ever, Texas is number one.
Wow.
I would have assumed they were number one before.
One would have assumed that for sure.
Yeah.
Nick, fill me in on this. Who does Texas open with? Do they open with Ohio State?
Yeah, they do, actually.
I think it's like a great...
Something's got to get...
It's like a
1v3 to start the season.
Great, great game out of the chute.
Can't wait.
To start. But okay, Texas number one. Interesting.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison underwent neck surgery, and he is out for the season.
Oh, boy.
Out for the season there.
Huh? Going to need a handcuff for A-Chan. Don't it always seem to go? That you don't know
what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
The UFC has made a huge deal with Paramount and CBS. So starting in 2026, you're going to be able to watch the pay-per-view. So the pay-per-view model kind of went the way of the dodo bird for WWE. They years ago created the network. So if you paid a monthly fee for the network, you got it. Then they have now merged over to Peacock. That's all eventually going to be changing too with ESPN and their new deal. But you stop spending like $50 for like a WrestleMania, and it would just be like lumped in with your subscription. So there's still monthly pay-per-views, sometimes more than monthly pay-per-views for UFC, and they've been trying to figure out that whole model. But it looks like Paramount and CBS are going to spend over $7 billion to acquire UFC content. So I think it's going to be easier to see like the big fights.
How much overlap do you think there is between wrestling fans and UFC? Is there
a lot
of overlap?
Yeah,
so I think so,
ton.
Too. So yeah. all of a sudden, there's heavy demands for watching all of these things. I mean, maybe
and
it's
they're owned by the
way.
Same place now, too.
Yeah, so maybe it's always been that way. You just referenced like the pay-per-view model.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're demanding an awful lot from their fans these days. Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
gonna give him a best friend.
Also, grab bag.
Take a look at the box office. We already mentioned the movie Weapons. We did a spoiler-free review. We're going to do spoiler full on tonight's Dork podcast. But that was number one domestically, $43 million. The long-awaited sequel to Freaky Friday, Freakier Friday, $29 million. The Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan vehicle.
Checking in two at the box office. Nice.
Fantastic Four First Steps, third, up to $230 overall, just domestically. I think it's been double that worldwide. The Bad Guys 2, the animated film, fourth, and The Naked Gun dropped to fifth.
You think I can just parachute in on Bad Guys 2, or you think I got to watch the first one?
I would probably watch the first
one. I
don't
want to lose any of the
You'd be
plot.
Lost.
Yeah, I don't want to do
that. Clueless. Okay. You'd be clueless on that one. We had history over the weekend, Jones. Oh. The first female umpire in Major League Baseball umped a game. She had the bases for a couple of games. Then she got behind the plate. History was made over the weekend. Her name is Jen Powell.
Yeah, she worked the bases.
And I don't know. Yes. I don't know if you saw.
No.
Her first call.
No.
Blew it. Screwed up. First call of the game.
Okay.
Ball 4 inches inside. Strike! Terrible.
Show?
Right off the rip.
You know what? That looks like she wants to fit in.
I think she wanted to be like, she was probably thinking about it for years, that she's like, as soon as I get to the bigs, that first strike call is going to be so great. Ball almost hits the guy. Everyone's like, are you serious? Are you serious?
It sounds like she fits right in with the other umpires.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an homage to the other guys. She's like, I watched you guys do this for years. Screw up. The robots are here. She gets the job just before robots take it from her, which is brutal.
She's like, shout out C.B. Buckner.
But it's true. If you watch
Country Joe West.
I saw it over the weekend. It popped up, and it like had like the little like pitch zone bar. It was like way inside. Like, Steve.
I did not see that.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I'm a genie in a
grime bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
Yeah, very good. WNBA action for you. Asia Wilson. The reigning WNBA MVP is the first woman ever to record a 30-point, 20-rebound game.
Never been done.
After the game, she was quoted as saying, it's just Asia being Asia.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good to go full third person.
Is that fourth person? What is that?
I don't know.
No, that's third person.
I would have thought Cheryl Swoops.
No, Swoops never did it.
I would have thought Don Staley.
No,
I would have thought
there
would have been like a 30-20 game.
No.
Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah. Damn it. Lisa Leslie? Oh, did you already say her?
No, you got me there. Yeah.
I may miss Brad.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
But we did get a question on the text line.
Oh.
At the beginning of the season, put down two hams, $20.
Oh, I saw
on the Sox to win the division.
Yes.
Payout would be like $105. Mm-hmm. Or they have the option to cash out right now for their money back. It's like wash. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Four games back.
Well, even Cash Out Keith says let it ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At this point,
no question.
You've made it this far.
Let that ride.
And they get hot again.
You're only getting your money back.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
All right.
We'll skip it then.
Okay.
We're gonna skip it then.
Right.
That's fine.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, August 10th. Could it be William Contreras? 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI.
Okay.
Was it Kyle Manzardo? 2-for-4, 2 home runs. Was it Noel V. Marte? 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI. Was it Spencer Steer? 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Mm.
Was it Mackenzie Gore? 6 scoreless innings with 10 Ks.
Real nice outing for him, yeah.
Or was it Jason Alexander? Oh. The other Jason Alexander.
Oh, okay.
Six scoreless, three Ks.
All right, it's not him.
Three Ks.
But speaking of Jason Alexander, let's give it to the man's ear. What's it? What was his name there again?
Jason Alexander.
No, the other guy. The man's ear. Manzardo?
Oh, Manzardo.
Yeah, give it to the man's
ear. Kyle Manzardo.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, let's take a look. He's a former Astros. The Red Sox play the Astros. Also played for the Indians, Braves, Phillies, Snakes, and Orioles. So okay. That's six teams over an 11-year career.
Sure.
He was an outfielder who would bat from the left side, throw it from the right side.
All right.
Yeah, so he's digging in left.
Yeah, sure.
He's digging in from the left.
Got it.
Throwing it in from the right.
Uh-huh.
Two-time Gold Glover, two-time All-Star.
Wow.
And was also the Wilson Overall Defensive Player of the Year.
What year was that?
I didn't know what year they gave.
Is that the Platinum Glove? No.
Well,
this,
no.
This predates the Platinum Glove?
He won Gold Gloves in 09 and in 10, so I assume it was one of those years. He broke in with a cup of coffee in 06.
Michael Brantley?
And he was done after 16. No, not Michael Brantley.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
That is a good guess.
I saw him reach.
That was a snipe.
The Gold Gloves were in Houston?
Yes. And one All-Star game was in Houston. One All-Star game was with the Braves. A 266 career hitter.
He swipe you a bag?
He would.
Okay.
He led the league in steals.
Hang on.
Not once, not twice, but thrice.
I'm going to be so bothered when I hear this guy's name.
Yeah, you are. I thought you'd get it right away. And I also thought maybe we had him.
Oh,
61
no.
steals
no, I
twice.
Hang on. I can picture this guy.
52 steals.
Michael Brantley was a good name. It's not like Jared Dyson, but he was like a Jared Dyson-esque player.
Jared.
What was that guy's name?
Jared Dyson?
Gerard Dyson?
Jerome Dyson.
Jerome Dyson?
I think so.
I thought it was Jared. Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Jared Weaver. Jared Wilson.
I don't want to look because I know.
Texan has
I know
it.
They're
Twitch gonna, has
I know
it.
They're
yeah,
gonna
yeah. No, he's a pretty good player.
What was this guy's name?
That's the key to this whole thing.
Oh, but I can picture him.
That's what you got to come up with.
I'm looking. Michael Bourne. Damn it.
He got it. The Red
Sox win. Michael Bourne.
Michael Bourne.
That's why.
Michael Bourne to run.
Michael Brantley.
I think they said that on SportsCenter a few times.
Yeah. Michael Bourne. I had some shares of Michael Bourne in fantasy.
How could you not?
Yeah, that guy would swipe your bags
he'd
like you read about.
Steal like crazy.
I don't remember him winning Gold Gloves. I do remember him burning up the bases, though.
Fast.
That I remember. Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah. Michael Bourne.
Yep.
Good player.
You're a random player today. Congratulations to Michael Bourne.
So good. I almost remembered his name.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's every day in the grab bag, your random ball player here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And you got the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, it's time now for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it is a potential new nickname that I feel like is really taking over.
I think it already has.
The Patriots backfield. Andy Hart's standing by, so we'll get his thoughts on this as well. But this might be the origin story of a great nickname. I have a nickname idea, actually.
Oh.
You guys ready for this? You guys all sitting down? Looks like it. You know Cerberus, the three-headed dog monster that guards the underworld?
I know Succubus, which is what
Cerberus.
Bill is in a relationship with.
Cerberus, yeah, we'll get to her later. Cerberus.
No.
Three-headed dog monster protects the underworld?
Sure.
I think the Patriots might have a Cerberus backfield. I've come to this conclusion. I think Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Travion Henderson are all going to be involved, and they're going to sort of all feed off each other, and they're going to be referring to it as the Cerberus backfield.
Nice.
What do you think?
I have a feeling that's going to catch on.
Thumbs up in the back?
Oh, I love it.
Remember where you were when you heard it.
Loves it.
Because I feel like that's catching on, for sure.
I don't know how we copyright things. I've never gotten about copywriting things, but I know that's going to be a T-shirt. I'm going to lose out on money on that, but the Cerberus backfield.
Ken, let's get some hats for those, if you could. Let's get those going.
It's not going to be hats.
If you don't mind.
Hart, what do you think of that? You like nicknames.
I do like good nicknames.
Okay.
Oh,
that's all
right.
How do you spell
starting off on the wrong foot.
Cerberus.
Cerberus.
You didn't take a Greek mythology class?
I did. I remember the dog you're referencing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Did you say pathology there?
No.
No, he said mythology.
Oh, okay.
This is a Joe Mazzulla, Bill Mazzulla moment.
Did you say Bill Mazzulla? Then we played the cut, and it was like Joe Mazzulla. Like, very clear.
Yeah, no.
Or as clear as I can say it.
I agree with the sentiment.
Okay.
I'm not sure we hit it out of the park with the nickname.
Three-headed monster, though.
There's something there.
Okay. But that's what it is. One step further.
What portion of the fan base / audience knows that word?
93.7?
Nope. The ones that get it, though. It's going to hit real hard.
The geeks that get it, the nerds that get it, students that are studying mythology.
Right, so very niche.
Yes. You think it's the his heart's in the right place
Absolutely.
With that nickname.
Thank you.
They're all going to have a role, so Stevenson doesn't have to be worried. You think Duggar has to be worried at all?
Yes, I do. Now, I don't think he's going to get cut because the dead cap hit would be massive. I've heard people like, well, you can trade him. Who's going to trade for him?
No, you're not. You're doing like a pick swap or something.
You don't really have this like network of guys that, like, if Mayo was coaching somewhere, you might say, oh, Gerard Mayo loves him. Maybe his team will trade for him. He's not. He's in the witness protection program. So I think you're probably stuck with Duggar, but he hasn't been good for a year and a half. He's never covered well. I don't see the role for him. If he didn't have a massive dead cap number, I do think he would be in trouble.
Okay.
Does he have a nickname?
No.
Kyle
Nothing.
Duggar.
Nothing from
so.
The time.
No.
Even Fitzy's like Greek mythology, a little dated.
Yeah. So that's Kyle Duggar. You guys have Drake May on the show today. Patriots Monday starting up.
2:30. Andy went one-on-one with Drake May coming off the practice field due to their schedule weird week. So
all right, a real exclusive.
Yeah, we talked to Drake May, which is another bad draw for me visually because he's like 6'5". Five, but I did speak with Marcus Jones for the first time.
Oh, there you go.
Eye to eye, baby.
Oh, nice.
Little tease, we may have discussed our little man syndrome and how we both maybe fall victim to it.
I think he's doing fine.
He seems like it. He plays all three phases in the National Football League.
He's doing all right with it.
Yeah. I'm doing interviews with him.
All right.
He's like, we got to stick together, right, Marcus?
That'll be 4:30. So 2:30, Drake May, 4:30, Marcus Jones.
Okay, Patriots Monday.
And lots of reaction to the statue. To the game, everything, obviously.
Statue as well.
Yeah, did you guys not talk about the statue?
No, we did. I wasn't going to tease that
Panther,
for you guys.
Tom Brady.
We did have some statue thoughts, if you missed any of that.
Right.
Odyssey app. Tune in for WEEI Afternoons. That was the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. for just $14.99, you gotta love the Knot. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.